Tell us about your son, Samuel.
My husband, Jeff, and I had our first child, Samuel, in February of this year. We actually went 2 full weeks past our due date. Then after 22 hours of labor, the doctor suggested doing a C-section, so that's what we opted to do. And actually, he wasn't so little. When he was born, he was 9 pounds, 12 ounces.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was a
wow.
big boy. But when he was born, he wasn't breathing, so I never heard him cry. We were just devastated. Pediatrician Dr. Kemp was able to get Sam breathing on his own again, but he called Iowa City right away to transport him. He was just 5 hours old by this time, and they took him to Iowa City.
Last night I had a crazy dream.
By the time they reached Iowa City, they felt they needed to put him on a ventilator. They knew he had been distressed in labor. He had acidosis. We were able to hold him once in the NICU. They were even able to take him off of the ventilator on Wednesday. Once he was stable, they were able to do a CAT scan, and they told us that he had severe brain damage and just the brain stem was functioning. And then that likely would probably stop also.
One more day. One more time. One more sunset. Maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day.
Total disbelief. Are you telling me he's going to die, or he'd never be able to breathe on his own or open his eyes or even recognize us? Well, we decided not to ventilate or resuscitate him, so they removed all but just 2 little IVs in his tummy, and they brought him to us in a separate family apartment, and we had 12 wonderful hours with him. We tried to pack in a lifetime in those few hours, and that's what we did. You just loved him.
I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. It's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied.
At the end, it was just my husband and I and Sam, and about 3:45 on Valentine's Day, he passed away, and it was very peaceful. It was beautiful, almost, and I knew that our pain was just beginning. It gave me a lot of comfort to know that Sam's was over.
One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would
be. Well, you have to be thankful for the few hours that you got with him. And
in looking back, I am thankful for those, and the people in Iowa City gave those to us, and they made them very special. Letting us be in the apartment and share time and have time with Sam meant so much.
Leave me wishing still one more day.